are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, September the 14th, and another unexpected Game 7 coming our way. And of course, as Detroiters know, another Lions Monday. But this is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, the sports writer here in Detroit City, covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com. Check us out at PlayMichigan.com. Also a Pistons fan and follower my whole life as well, just like you guys. And a newspaper reporter previous to the online writing days that I'm up to now. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Today we're going to start with the NBA, some of the things that happened over the weekend. Look ahead a little bit till Tuesday, but we're going to save some of the previews for that, maybe for tomorrow's show. But I also wanted to commiserate for a couple minutes a little bit later about the Lions. I'll do that after we talk NBA, just in case you guys want to not listen to that part, dump that stuff out of your life, which you maybe should. Flush the Lions down the toilet where they belong. And just also maybe a word also about the maybe what there might be some animosity popping up between Lions and Pistons fans. I see this on Twitter occasionally flared up a little bit after the loss for the Lions on Sunday. But give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But like I said, let's start with basketball. It was kind of a fun basketball weekend, all told. Friday night started off with the Nuggets winning to force Game 6. You figured the Clippers would get serious and take care of business on Sunday. More on that later. And then on Friday night, Game 7, Boston outlasts Toronto in a game that I'd say lived up to the billing in a lot of ways. Imperfect teams, of course, sloppy at times. Toronto just didn't have enough to go toe-to-toe with Boston in terms of the top players, which we know that Game 7s kind of fall down to at the end of the day. We all kind of knew it, right? And I know that Siakam's out there taking a lot of crap. And no, he's not a number one on an NBA Finals caliber team right now. But that's okay for a young guy who is growing in his career, an all-star who the trajectory will continue to get better, you would think, and we'll possibly grow into that number one type of guy. Look around at his supporting cast. There's just not a lot of high-end firepower on this team in terms of championship aspirations. Obviously, good enough to beat your Pistons type of crap teams. But, you know, Kyle Lowry, not quite a number two in his career right now. Fred VanVleet, not quite a number three. You go down the list, right? Everyone kind of got overpromoted into this group when Kawhi left. Marc Gasol gets older. Serge Ibaka was hurt throughout some of this. Norm Powell, to his credit, stepped up and played well at times as kind of a former bench player who's grown into something more. But, you know, to their credit for Toronto, despite what we knew about them coming into the season and the postseason, that they might be a little shy, a little slim on top-end talent when going toe-to-toe against some of the heavyweights in the NBA. They went 7 games in the second round with the Boston Celtics, and it was a little bit nice for Nick Nurse to maybe get his pants pulled down a little bit by Brad Stevens there as a pro Dwayne Casey podcast. Always good to see Nick Nurse dropped from the big pedestal that they've got him on right now. But I know Pistons talk. We talked about Fred VanVleet a little bit before. Nothing from this series changed my mind about him. He's a nice player. He's not an ISO win you a playoff series guy. Nick Nurse should not be drawing up sets for him to take guys one-on-one like he did in Game 6 in the end of regulation and overtime, the first overtime. No, the Pistons should not throw $100 million at Fred VanVleet. My opinion's been very consistent about him. Nobody should. It just doesn't make any sense. Teams don't get out of the toilet like the Pistons by paying emerging players oversized contracts in free agency. You can ask Ben Gordon and Joe Dumars how that went. So that's my opinion on Fred. Nothing has changed about him over these past couple weeks. Nice player, not a cornerstone that you'd need to pay a 9-figure contract to turn your franchise around, especially when you know, find the next Fred VanVleet is the thing that I've always said about the potential of paying him in free agency. Then on Saturday night, you had the Lakers kind of run a train on the embarrassing Russell Westbrook show and the Houston Rockets. Don't want to dump it all on Russ, and I'm not going to pile it on because it's been funny for me. It's been a source of entertainment during springs and summers of NBA playoffs past with how Russ just folds this time of year, but it's just kind of sad at this point, so I'm going to drop it. Houston's in shambles right now. Those of us a little gleeful, I guess. Just, you know, the Daryl Morey treatment that he's gotten in the media as being like the smartest man in the room. And he probably is the smartest guy in the room. Like, he's MIT. But, you know, just because he's a Boston disciple, everyone with the Celtics smell on them gets treated a certain way by the NBA media. Mike D'Antoni is gone already. Don't know why he should get another job, but it sounds like it's imminent that he will, whether it's Philly, New Orleans, Indiana's hot in pursuit as well. But then you got the biggest surprise of the weekend, and that was Sunday while you were watching the Lions. The Nuggets forced Game 7. I didn't watch either, so don't feel bad. Comeback win for Denver, down 19. Win going away, 111-98. Looking at the box score here, looks like Kawhi and Paul George put up some numbers. But 34-14 for Jokic in the win in Game 6. 21 for Jamal Murray. The Clippers, I don't know. They act like a team that's going for their 8th straight title. I got an honest question for Clippers fans out there. Which team did you enjoy more? Last year's lose in round one to Golden State team or this year's team? Who, by the way, still has a chance to win Game 7, go to the Western Conference Finals, and maybe even win a championship. So, you know, you got to take that in consideration when answering that question. Which did you enjoy more so far? I have a feeling that it's last year, but maybe, of course, the book is not closed on where this year's team is going. But, man, joyless group. Like I said, act like they're going for their 8th straight title and that they're just kind of tired of each other. And not great. Not great to watch, but certainly a team that you expect to win Game 7 still. And could even give the Lakers a tough series. We'll see how that goes. A lot to be written and played out with this NBA playoffs still. So where we're at now, no basketball tonight for the first time since, I guess, the protest from the Milwaukee Bucks and the rest of the league. But on Tuesday, you got Game 1 between the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics. We're going to talk about that series a little bit more on Tuesday's podcast. But then, of course, you got Game 7, the Nuggets and the Clippers. That's a 9 o'clock start. So we got the 6:30 and the 9 o'clock games here on Tuesday. A couple big ones. They're all big from here on out, that's for sure. But up next, we're going to talk about a small team. And again, this episode is going to be a little bit less about the Pistons. There's just not a lot going on with the Detroit Pistons. I don't know if you've noticed. But we're going to talk NBA, and we're going to talk Detroit sports at times as well. And I just feel like this is one of those times that I need to reach out to you guys. Maybe we'll comfort each other and talk it out. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, look, we know that talking about erectile dysfunction is not easy. Usually we brush it off or blame ourselves, saying something like, oh, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, you know, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it right now. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to getroman.com/lockedonNBA and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to getroman.com/lockedonNBA today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's getroman.com/lockedonNBA. One more time, getroman.com/lockedonNBA. Yes, sir! All right, I know you guys are expecting to hear some mock draft Monday. We're going to put a pin into that this week. Maybe we'll talk later in the week about the draft a little bit. I got to find a new draft angle, not going to lie to you. Your boy's a little exhausted out of topics at this point. We're working with brother Brian to come up with some ideas as well. Some of those things are kind of longer term. If you guys got ideas, I got Chubbs, my guy. We're going to talk soon for a segment or two with him. If you've got some ideas, we did the draft of former Pistons in the playoffs with a listener a few weeks back, something like that. I'm kind of leaning on you guys. Your boy needs a little bit of help to get through this. We haven't had a Pistons game since March 11th. We probably won't for several more months. The draft keeps getting pushed back. The network continues to want shows from the Delete 8. We're kind of hoping to maybe drop back a little bit. That's not happening. So just kind of throwing it out there to be honest with you guys. We can use some help if you have some ideas. If you want to riff on something that's been in your craw, whatever you got. We're looking for guests. We're looking for ideas, all that great stuff. And also, one of my ideas that I think could be kind of fun is I know you guys, a lot of you guys out there have some strong opinions about some of the players in the draft. If you want to come on and stand for one of your guys, make your case, and we normally keep the voicemails to something like 90 seconds or 2 minutes, I'll let you go a little bit longer if you want to talk to me about why your guy, the Pistons, should pick up at 7. Again, this is probably not going to be Edwards, Ball, or James Wiseman, but maybe Wiseman, I don't know, or maybe if you want to make a strong case that they need to trade up for Anthony Edwards, trade up for LaMelo Ball. If you're passionate about one of these guys, maybe a Cole Anthony type. I know there's some Cole Anthony people out there. Isaac Okoro for the culture. Poku. Whatever it is. If you got a guy, you've heard me talk about Tyrese Halliburton ad nauseum. And Onyeka Okongwu, of course, more famously. But I also talked about Halliburton and Killian Hayes as well. If it's one of those guys, if it's a different guy, who's your dude? Denny Avdija is out there. Who's your guy and why? Tell me who you are, where you live, and what you think. 810-666-1546 is the Google voicemail line. We're going to leave that open for 1 week. Maybe we'll do this a week from Monday. But get them in as soon as possible because I might just play them throughout the week. We could have them be its own short segment at the end. I'm just kind of thinking out loud as I do this. We're going off script for this segment here because I just wanted to kind of talk to you guys. Hearts and minds. First off, I want to give another quick plug. This is for Locked On Lions. If you don't know, if you're checking out the show, and maybe you don't, there are shows for all the other Detroit sports teams out there, the Red Wings, the Tigers, and the Lions. Matt Derry does the Lions. He was one of the OGs of the entire Locked On Network station. If you've lived in Michigan for any amount of time, you know who Matt Derry is already. He was on WDFN from probably the founding days, I believe, was sports director there, update man extraordinaire, became a host on the air himself at 105.1 when they switched over to sports, ended up at The Ticket for a while as well. Matt Derry is a pro's pro, a friend of mine, a guy I've known for a long time, a guy who's been very helpful to me. And, you know, you listen to this show, especially if you listen to it for a long time in the early days, you know I'm not a classically trained radio guy, not even really trained at all, actually. I'm a newspaper guy who kind of picked this up on the side. But Matt Derry is a radio guy. He's a freaking pro. The Lions show is maybe the best one on the network and certainly up there. So if you want to commiserate big time, and from a smarter angle, from the X's and O's of the football team angle, Matt Derry's your guy. You should check out Diesel. I call him Diesel. I don't know if he still really goes by that, but that was his old WDFN nickname. Again, great guy. Check out his show. One of the best. And always come back to Locked On Locked On Pistons as well. Nolan Bianchi does a great job with Locked On Red Wings. He's got Ethan helping him out as well. Those guys are outstanding. Nolan's a good friend of mine. Ethan's a good dude as well. And I recommend those guys heavily. Chris Castellani, if you're on Twitter, you probably know Chris. He does the Twitter videos, Locked On Tigers. And I'll be remiss not to mention Locked On Spartans and Locked On Wolverines as well. Probably of local interest, definitely of local interest, probably of interest to you guys as the Big Ten's got all that stuff going on. I'm a little tired of hearing about it. But if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of recruiting and what's going to happen with the football season, et cetera, Mel Tucker, Jim Harbaugh, go nuts. Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan do an outstanding job with that show. Well, again, one of the better shows in the network. And Isaiah Hull, Locked On Wolverines. This guy knows everything inside and out about Michigan football and really does a great service to Michigan fans with that show. I'm so proud to be part of this group. So you need to check out those shows as your boy Matt stretches for topics and information here on Locked On Pistons. So that's kind of what I want to throw out there first. Off script here again. Secondly, Well, I guess thirdly on this segment, Andy Isaac, who we had on this show probably about a year ago now. It all blends together in time. If you're on Twitter again, you know who Isaac is, right? World of Isaac is the handle. He works for UpRocks. He's a social, an internet guy, internet guy. I'm the oldest man alive. He's like kind of the Pied Piper of Detroit sports fans. And I retweeted him earlier about this Lions loss. He says, and I quote, "I know a lot of you guys think this is funny. It's not. It sucks. Being a fan of this team is exhausting and maddening and frustrating. And to be quite honest with you, horribly unhealthy. Detroit deserves better. We really do." End quote. Andy has been dealing with cancer. He has some health issues, so I hope the best for him. But he's right. I mean, it's ruined Sundays in this state for decades, and they ruin Mondays for a lot of us. I'm somewhere between. I'm not like Lions free guy. I can't ever claim to be that. Maybe someday. Not like Art Regner claims. I'm not Lions a-hole completely rooting against them for the jokes guy. I know that guy's out there too. And I'm not saying I don't like that guy, because I am kind of that guy too. Like, I enjoy the schadenfreude a little bit. Like, I like some of this. Like, and I think some deep down, sadly, almost like I don't know what the Stockholm syndrome term, or like for like if you're in an abusive relationship, at some point, you know, the bell rings and you always come back, right? And sadly, and I don't mean to make light of the serious topic there, but Lions fans, it's like there's parts of us that like this, right? The sick parts of us, the parts that we don't talk about at parties, right? That's the part that's bad. But it's mostly just sad. It's not really that funny anymore. It's been funny, and it is funny in like a sick way, right? You joke about it with your longtime friends. I know you're on text chains during these games, like I am with your buddies that you grew up with, or college friends, or whatever it is, right? And man, I lived away from home for 10 years. I'm back here at home in Detroit, but Sundays and the way that my sports reporting job worked out, I never really covered the NFL until I moved back here to Detroit. It's a day off, right? Even in the sports journalism world, you got a lot of high school sports and other stuff on Saturdays, but Sunday is pretty much a day off. And, in my 20s, living in Missouri, living in Port Huron, living in Chicago, living in the Virgin Islands, into my 30s, Sundays were sacred, because you'd go to the bar, wherever I had Sunday ticket, you'd maybe get the Sunday ticket package, and you'd find your local friends, your fellow Michiganders who live in Chicago, who live in the Virgin Islands, because you always find them. We're everywhere, by the way. If you ever want to move away, and part of it's like, oh, I don't want to have anyone to watch my teams with, I promise you, you will find people wherever you go that are sad with their Lions gear on at the bar. You're going to find them. You're going to become friends with them. You're going to have beers. You're going to have shots together. You're going to exchange phone numbers. You're going to strike up real lifelong friendships. That's what happened to me. And it has many times. Man, it's just brutal. It just sucks. And I'm not going to run down the details of the game, because you know it. DeAndre Swift, Matthew Stafford, Matt Patricia. I mean, the blame goes around, but obviously DeAndre Swift kind of being the goat, and not in a good way, in this one. And there's always the tweets that are like, man, I feel so bad for DeAndre Swift. Why is that the first reaction? I don't know. I feel like, and it's probably a good thing, like we've evolved as a world, but it's like when guys like Ronnie Bell, I remember from Michigan, like dropped the pass at Penn State, and we had to do like this whole like mourning period, or so, like we had to like really show that we loved Ronnie Bell. It's like, wait a minute, didn't, like, there's, we skip the part where everyone, I mean, yeah, he gets like a one shitty email, so like we all have to like dive to his defense. Like, I'm not saying he deserves the shitty email, like the bad email from the alum, I'm sure you heard the story, but like there should be something, right? Like, there should be some like fan giving the goat of this game, like, hey, you just played your first NFL game. And I have no doubts that DeAndre Swift will be a fine NFL player, maybe even for the Lions at some point. But if he has a tremendous rest of his rookie season, it's still going to be a bad year, because he single-handedly lost one game. I mean, I know it's not single-handedly, but you get my point. I'm kind of just rambling at this point, but that's just the life of a Lions fan. I just kind of wanted to throw it out there that I'm with you guys. I'm not the same guy. We printed out, I mean, I was as big a Lions fan as you'll ever meet. freshman year of high school, when if you're a guy, your freshman year of high school is not a lot of great fun because the girls, you know, move on to the older guys. So we'd all just get together, watch the line. We printed like T-shirts out with like ironed on like your guy. I picked Jason Hansen as my guy. That was the post Barry year that they actually went to the playoffs against the Washington football team and ended up losing in the first round. It's just brutal. I mean, we could go on and on about the brutal memories, but my point being that this is a team that's like, Pistons are up there for me because I'm a basketball guy, but like the Lions are part of life as the Michiganders and part of our identity. And it just sucks. It's a sucky part of our identity. And there's nothing we can do about it. Except, you know, and I'm not going to be that guy that tells you how to be a fan. I'm not going to say like, don't go to games or stop watching, do whatever you want. I'm just kind of here to tell you that I'm with you. And we're wearing this together, and this fucking football team, man, and I hesitate to drop F-bombs, but this motherfucking football team is, my, you know, I got my dad I'm watching the game with. I know you guys have older relatives too. Thankfully, he's old enough where, he was around in 1957, but we're going to have, like, older folks and ourselves that are going to watch this team our whole lives and not have any success. And these crazy things that happen to this team, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm here. I'm with you. I don't know. You think about maybe being Lions free the rest of the year. Keep it in the back of your mind, especially when the weather's still kind of nice. I don't know. Do what you got to do, but just know I'm here and I'm with you. But next, let's kind of back off a little bit, do a little Lions versus Pistons talk, because I don't like where some of this goes. But that's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. And the thing that might be most unlike the Detroit Lions in the world is Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even better. You got the caramel brownie, the cookies and cream, the cherry barcia, the lemon almond cheesecake, the carrot cake, the apple almond crisp. Those are so good. I've had them all. They're so freaking good. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. Lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. That's the macros that you want to hit. Great for the keto diet and great for other modern diets out there as well. They've reset the promo code for the relaunch, so if you haven't gotten back in on Built Bar, you can do it right now. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Just another short note before we close, maybe a little bit of an unusual episode of Locked On Pistons, but just saw, you know, James of The Athletic, who's gone Lions free, I think he's said since high school. I've talked to him about that in the past. And Koo, who I like, who's also big Stafford guy. He's just kind of like the Stafford stan. And there's reasons to be a big Stafford guy. I don't dislike Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's going to the Hall of Fame, but like he's a good guy, solid quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. But like, we don't need these. And again, they were just talking it out. No big deal. And James is kind of waves the flag for why don't people follow the Pistons when they have a much better track record, obviously, than the Lions. And there's no disputing that. Red Wings, Tigers, same thing. And why is it so fair weather with those teams as opposed to the Lions, who sell out every week no matter how much poop they give to their fans? And I get it. It's right. It's a legitimate question. But I think it's just, you know, this is an NFL state, right? It's what we are. And it's unfortunate. It's weird because I don't know that we're a football state, because it's not like Friday Night Lights is not a big deal around here. Nobody cares about the high school teams. The college teams, yeah, pretty big, but you know, obviously the SEC has bigger college teams, and then the pro team for some reason just has the hearts and minds of everyone around here. Never will understand it. And again, I think it's just like a little bit of masochism or something like that. But I'm not going to tell you how to be a fan. I don't want us to turn this into like factions of Lions and Pistons fans. Most of us are all of those things, right? Red Wings, Tigers, Michigan, Michigan State. I don't dislike either Michigan or Michigan State. I like both programs. I want them, basketball, football. I want them all, every sport. I want them to do well. So anyway, just my call for unity, my Joe Biden call for unity. now that we're might as well just alienate everyone and talk about politics for a second. But anyway, good times. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I thought we'd just kind of get a little bit off script here, commiserate a little bit as Detroit sports fans. I know there's a larger discussion to be had, and I know you've had it with your friends a lot, and we've had it on the show a little bit too, but how tough it is out there for us in the Detroit sports land. Not good times, but that'll do it for this show. Thanks for your patience today. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. This is a podcast about the Detroit Pistons, by the way. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Hollinger and Duncan. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.